citizen comments, which is here.
No one's online.
Minutes for correction or approval? Good. Joe, you feel good on that?
Fine.
All right, let's go to item number one, PW 2025-112, Route 126, water main improvements, contract award.
All right, we took bids on this water main project on November 5th. So this is the stretch of water main that connects the southern standpipe and the south receiving station back into town along Route 126. So provide a 16-inch main to connect back into the heart of the city. So this is really the last major Lake Michigan project that we have to bid out and award. So the plan would be to construct this through the winter time, so basically starting in January and trying to be done by May 1. So a lot of interest, as you can imagine, a lot of contractor interest in this project. I think we had 9 or 10 bidders. So the bids came in reflecting that, below estimate, below budgeted numbers. And we are recommending award to the low bidder, which would be Austin Tyler Construction out of Elwood. Happy to address any questions that anybody may have.
Pretty straightforward.
All right, let's move on to the regular agenda. Item number two, PW 2025-113, Route 126 Main Improvements Construction Engineering Agreement.
As normal, the kind of a companion construction engineering agreement that goes with it for 126. Again, very straightforward. We do have the money budgeted, and it's about $230,000 in total.
We'll go to that.
All right. Put that on the regular agenda. Item number three, PW 2025-114, East Van Emmon Street Resurfacing Balance Authorization Number One.
All right, so this is wrapping up this project. If you recall, we received some federal funds, SDP dollars. So basically balancing change orders, just IDOT terminology that they use, and final paperwork that is necessary to be submitted into them. So the detail is in the packet. So there's a net increase to the project of $9,800 in change. So it's slightly over what was awarded, but less than what was budgeted at the city, less than what was provided by Kendall County Council of Mayors. So the funding is all there. And we ended up replacing a little bit more sidewalk and curb along Van Emmon, kind of working with Public Works and what have you, taking advantage of the 80-20 split there. So, so certainly recommending consideration of approval of the authorization.
Yep. All right, let's put that on the regular agenda. PW 2025-115, El Domain Water Main Loop, North Change Order Number One.
All right, so yeah, the next three projects are related to the Cyrus One development. So all three of these are funded by Cyrus One. So the first one is the North Water Main Loop that was constructed. We built the water main in two different contracts. This one is to close it out. So this is the final balancing change order. Everything's been addressed and basically a decrease in contract value of nearly $57,000. So I'm certainly recommending award or acceptance of this one.
Says it's Cyrus One paying for it, let's just put that on consent then.
Sure. They can't be. The internet says so.
Item 5, we got PW 2025-116, Elamain Water Main Loop South Change Order Number 2.
Yeah, so the second of the water main contracts. So the water main was installed and operational, and ever since it's been operational, there's been some cloudiness in some of the water near some of the residents at Faxon. We think it's air that's entrained in the line. It's not unusual to have air. Normally it's flushed out. And Public Works and the Water Department have flushed numerous times, multiple times, both directions. done everything they can, at this point, and it's not clearing up, which is just unusual. It's just kind of odd that that's occurring. So we've all concluded that we think there's just some air that's trapped that cannot get out of the line. So the solution is to install air release valves at some of the high points and try to get that air out of there. So it's something we haven't had to do on previous water mains of this size, but for whatever reason, it's not escaping here. So we're looking to add 4 valves. So an increase to the contract of nearly $85,000. This has been reviewed with the Cyrus One folks. They're fine with it. They understand it and approve of it themselves. So again, this is all paid for by Cyrus One.
They can use some of that money they're getting back from the last contract.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And they save money overall from the estimate. They saved a lot of money.
We're under overall.
Yep. Good points. All right, let's put that on the consent agenda then. So number 6, PW 2025-117, Southern Sanitary Sewer Connection, change order number 3.
Yeah, this is to get the sewer over to the Cyrus One site. So the work is done, all wrapped up, and final balancing change order. So a decrease in total contract value, a little bit over $121,000. So certainly recommending approval of the change order.
All right, let's put that on consent then, unless there's an objection. The last item, PW 2025-118, Risk and Resilience Assessment.
This is something that we started about 5 years ago that we were mandated to start, which is an assessment, just like it says, a risk assessment of our water system. And so we met with EEI and created this with the Water Department and just go through different scenarios as to, what could happen if something goes wrong, such as a natural disaster, a spill, or anything that has to do with the water, and how we can mitigate that and how we can make it better. So in every 5 years, we have to turn this back in again. So we're now on our 5-year cycle. So we're going to go back through. We're going to look through the old report, come up with some new suggestions, and then make our emergency response plan as well. So it's kind of a double planning tool that really keeps us up to date with what we need to do. And in the memo, I kind of explained it really helped us with our well 7. We figured out that even though we had a plug there for a generator, it wasn't the right one. So now we're doing the work there for well 7 to get the generator correct so we can have full backup gen power. So that's kind of one of the things we went through all these steps and did, and just to kind of see where we were deficient and where we could make it better. And I believe this is for almost right around $30,000 is the cost, and it is budgeted.
Who mandated this?
IEPA.
The state?
Yeah.
Unfunded mandate?
Of course.
Okay.
Anything with the IEPA is going to be an unfunded mandate.
Joe?
What do you do, not do it?
Yeah. Well, what is the penalty for not doing it?
I don't think we want to find out.
Okay.
We would probably be done with loans. We would probably be, just heavily scrutinized. They'd probably shut off a lot of funding.
Sounds like it'd be more than $30,000.
That is correct. And it's a good planning tool. It really is. I thought the same thing at first. I'm like, come on, another thing? This one actually worked out really well.
Yep. All right. Well, let's put that on the regular agenda. So, old business?
Nope.
No. Any additional business? I'm good.
Not for me.
Well, if everyone doesn't have anything, I think we can wrap this one up.
Thank you.
Except
I got a phone call.